You're listening to Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles, over 4,500 on the Sonic, over 12,500 on the Tahoe. You won't believe what you can say. Stop in, check it out right now at Lakewood Chev. Let's get to Workout Monday. We're joined once again by the president of World Health, Blake McDonald. Blake, not good news. Study saying that Edmonton is not close to being one of Canada's healthiest cities.
Yeah, not even close, Jason. And you know what? It's funny. The for such a huge sports city, this was a bit of a shocker for me. There was a study that just came out, put out by the Conference Board of Canada, and it was titled the City Health Monitor is actually the name of the report, and it's basically designed to examine the physical and the socioeconomic health of the 10 major metropolitan areas in Canada. And it sort of benchmarks them all against one another so cities like Edmonton can sort of see where they stand on all aspects of health and wellness. And the report, you know, it sort of measures the performance of each metro area based on these 24 different indicators, which are grouped into four categories: life satisfaction, population health, healthy lifestyle, and access to healthcare services. And it's actually a pretty short read. But it's like $700 to buy it. So like not a lot of people probably have seen this report. There's only 178 groups in Canada that have actually downloaded. I'm assuming it's probably municipalities. But what was really concerning for me when I read the report was how poor Edmonton actually scored. So Saskatoon was actually, you know, it ranked as the top city in terms of these rankings, and it placed just ahead of Calgary and Winnipeg. And all three of those cities received an A grade, but Edmonton, on the other hand, actually placed 8th out of 10 cities, behind like Halifax and Quebec City and Vancouver and Ottawa, and only slightly ahead of both Montreal and Toronto. And what's worse, Jason, is Edmonton actually finished in last place in terms of the two categories, population health, and second last in terms of healthy lifestyle.
That's not good. So where are we going wrong?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Despite having the second youngest population of all the major cities in Canada, you know, only Saskatoon was just slightly younger, Edmonton received a D grade for occurrences of things like lung disease and high blood pressure, stroke and cancer, where we finished dead last, and a C grade for heart disease. And you know, that's kind of what led to the bottom of the barrel ranking for population health. But when you really look at it, those were all likely caused by the poor healthy lifestyle indicators that we received. So, for example, we were fourth last in obesity, third last in smoking, third last in fruit and vegetable consumption, and in physical activity, we were actually second last of all of those different cities.
Wow. So that's brutal, actually. Okay, so... I guess the polite way to say that, or non-polite, is we become fat, lazy smokers and don't eat their vegetables and get their flu shots.
Well, not quite, but you know, a much larger percentage of the population is struggling with these things than sort of other cities in Canada. And so, for example, occurrence of stroke in Edmonton occurred only in 1.5% of the population. So you can't say everybody's, you know, these fat, lazy smokers, but it's almost double the percentage of other cities like Ottawa and Vancouver.
Okay, but... So when you look at those numbers, though, they're not flattering. Why are we so unhealthy? What's causing it, especially when we're this young?
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, right? So it is the real great question. And I'm not sure I have the answer for you on that, but the report sort of surmises that it has to do with sort of a combination of three different factors. First thing is, we've got freaking cold weather here, and you know, which for half of the year kind of deters people from going outside and doing, you know, regular activity. Calgary, with a slightly nicer climate in the winters, had much higher levels of physical activity participation, which is, you know, like it was 61.3% of the population that was able to do it in Calgary, and 54.2% in Edmonton. But other cities that were cold, like Winnipeg and Saskatoon, had, you know, they have just as bad of winters as us, and they had higher participation in physical activity than Edmonton. So that's the first thing. The second thing it surmised was sort of the downturn in the economy, which, you know, I think it's caused a lot of stress. It's reduced disposable income. It's reduced, you know, free time. And that's time and money that people would have normally dedicated towards fitness and wellness and maybe good nutritional habits. So, you know, we definitely observed this at World Health in the last couple of years, where there's just simply less people choosing to enroll in a fitness membership. And then the third thing is, and this is really key, you know, there's a much higher skew of males in the total population in Edmonton. So of the 10 major cities, only Edmonton and Calgary had more males than females. And quite honestly, males tend to smoke more, they drink more, and they generally have less concern for their health and wellness. So one or two of these factors wouldn't have the same effect, but when you combine them, you sort of get the poor results that we saw in the categories of population health and healthy lifestyle.
So what did it say was the ratio? Did you know what it was, men to female in Edmonton?
Well, you know, I looked at this, and it actually, it's not quite the sausage party you think it is.
Okay. Well, thank God for the young guys. Come on, that'd be the worst.
But typically, the male-to-female ratio in most of the cities is sort of 95, which means that, for every 100 females, there's 95 males. But in Edmonton and Calgary, it's actually like 103, which means that there's, you know, it's certainly skewing more to a male population.
So guys have to work harder to get the ladies in Calgary. That should get us fitter. Come on.
Well, so, that should act as motivation. And so you think that everybody would be working harder for sure.
So what do you think Edmonton could do to change it and become a healthier city overall?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. And honestly, it's a big problem. And I really didn't understand it until I read this study and understand the levity of it. But, you know, like any problem, Jason, the first step is awareness. And even me going on the radio today to discuss these results should create a little bit more awareness about the fact that we live in a city where, you know, these factors combine to create headwinds against us being healthy and an active population. And the whole reason the report was even written in the first place was sort of the benchmarking of these cities to show places like Edmonton that, hey, you got a problem here. So the question, you know, the next question people would ask is, well, what's the city of Edmonton doing about this? Well, you know, healthcare isn't really the city's responsibility as much as it is, you know, federal and provincial government. And so, you know, they've got, you know, the city kind of has their hands full with other public service issues that, you know, sort of need their attention. And that's why, you know, we think private industry, namely the private fitness industry in Edmonton, led by locally owned and operated companies like World Health, need to lead the charge and work with the city to help both create awareness and then motivate the people of Edmonton to take action. And by the way, taking action means that in the wake of, you know, living in a place like Edmonton, where we have significant headwinds against a healthy lifestyle, we get as many people to make a more concerted effort to make, you know, healthy choices. So at World Health, we're even dedicating next year a large percentage of our marketing budget towards educating Edmonton about these issues. And, you know, for us, once more people know that we're lagging behind places like Calgary, it gets a little easier to challenge Edmontonians to take action and fix it. Like, you know, nobody wants to be behind Calgary, right?
Oh, trust me. I agree with you there.
I mean, listen, I'm an orange and blue guy all the way, or green and gold. And that's the thing, Jason. The people of Edmonton are a proud bunch of people. We're sports fans. We hate losing to the Flames and the Stampeders. And there's nothing worse than having like bandwagon jumping Calgary fans holding stuff over you. So, you know, this is no different. You know, I don't want a Flames fan thinking we're fat and lazy up here at Edmonton. So, you know, that'll be our challenge for the next year here at World Health, to unite the city behind this one cause and let's really move the needle in the right direction.
Well, it's very important. I've said for a long time, the one thing we overlook all the time as citizens is our health slowly deteriorating. And this is one that should be a wake-up call for the youngest major city in Canada, which is fantastic. Lots of opportunities to do things. We definitely should be healthier than we are. So, Blake, some sobering stuff, but I think worth talking about. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Have a great day, Ben.